Welcome back to another episode of the World of Lux. Last week we ended on a bit of a cliffhanger, but for those of you who don't remember, here's a quick update. Spiders, spiders, spiders! At least the size of small dogs! And all advancing on Jim, determined to make him their next meal. Jim had been traveling towards the Golden Port a couple of days south when he encountered this terrifying danger. Just as he was about to be overwhelmed by the sheer number of spiders, a dagger impaled one of them right before it reached his head. Where did this dagger come from? Find out in the next episode!
Jim could only spare a couple of seconds to look down at the dead spider at his feet before having to spring back into action. Though his life was saved, the saving part still wasn't quite finished yet. Though it did seem the stream of dog-sized spiders was receding a little. More daggers flew out from the trees, taking out spiders all around him, giving him small breaks in between swings to regain his breath. It was tiring, sure, but definitely more manageable. After what seemed like an eternity, the last spider fell to his blade and Jim sank to the ground in exhaustion. He closed his eyes, trying to catch his breath, but was having difficulty keeping up with his breath's marathon pace.
"Do you normally run into this much trouble on your own?"
The voice startled him, and he immediately opened his eyes, looking around for where it came from. It sounded very familiar.
"Well, are you just going to stand there or be a gentleman and help?"
Jim wasn't sure if his eyes were deceiving him. Before him stood Princess Nori, very much not looking like a princess. She was dressed in loose-fitting leather clothes and held the reins of two horses behind her. In one of her hands, she was casually juggling a throwing knife.
"But what? I don't,
Jim stammered out. Nori was the princess of the Green Kingdom, heir to the throne, and very much not meant to be in a dark forest miles away from home. To call her appearing in this forest a surprise would have been the biggest understatement Jim had made in his time in Lux.
"Still standing there, not helping,"
Nori pointed out. She was holding the reins of the horses out to Jim. Jim finally got his act together and sprung forwards to grab them out of her hands, perhaps a little too eagerly.
"Thank you."
Nori did an elegant curtsy before going around the clearing, collecting her knives in a businesslike fashion. Jim was getting his thoughts in order.
"How did you get here? How did you know I was here? Aren't you meant to be in the Green Kingdom? And where did you learn to throw knives like that?"
Whilst Jim's thoughts were in order, there were far too many of them to say slowly.
"You sure do ask a lot of questions,"
Nori said as she pulled a dagger out of a tree.
"I got here by riding Chestnut over there."
She signaled over to one of the horses standing next to Jim.
"Warwick let me know which way you were heading and told me a bit of your exploits. They sound pretty exciting. They sound pretty exciting. And the Green Kingdom was getting pretty boring, so I decided to get out and explore. You know, the whole adventuring thing. You seem pretty good at it, even if you do need help every now and then."
Nori pulled a knife out of a dead spider. It trailed a dark green slime that she wiped off on the forest floor.
"And I guess I just picked up this knife-throwing thing a while back. Comes in use though, doesn't it?"
Nori was pocketing her knives in dozens of hiding places on her clothing. When she was done, she brushed herself down and gestured down the path into the forest.
"Shall we go on then?"
Nori had obviously just expected to be accepted into Jim's company, and though Jim's thoughts were still a bit of a mess after having been attacked by giant spiders, he did know that he needed more company than just Dawn's lectures.
"You know, I can read your mind, Jim, and some of the things you think are just hurtful,"
Dawn half-joked.
"But yes, Nori would be fine company to have on this journey."
Jim didn't need any further convincing.
"Yes, of course. Here's your horse."
Jim offered Chestnut's reins to Nori.
"Why, thank you, Jim."
They turned down the path in the forest, heading south.
"Now, you know it's just common sense not to touch dog spider webs. Everybody above the age of 6 knows that."
Nori began lecturing. Jim wondered if he had made a terrible mistake. Now, there would be two people lecturing him.